My experience leads me to believe that by subconscious reinforcement of the IBS thought patterns, individuals with IBS continually reinforce the subconscious belief that IBS is a necessary part of your life. And on a conscious level, you might say, I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy, let alone want to keep it. And of course you were right. You do on a conscious level want to get rid of it. However, your subconscious mind and conscious mind do not speak to each other as effectively as they should, or as effectively as we would like. Let me give you an example of what I mean. How many times before opening your eyes in the morning is your first thought about IBS and its symptoms? And how are you going to get through the day? How often do you plan your shopping around shops which have toilets and those that don't? How many times do you plan a journey and worry about getting stuck in traffic and not being able to get to the toilet? Some listeners may avoid eating totally through the day, so your tummy doesn't gurgle, get full or wind, and then eat late in the day, which of course doesn't help. How many times has the thought of a pending holiday set your tummy churning? How many times has the thought of going out made your tummy churn? Just the thought of it. Well, each time that you do one of these, and many of the other thoughts that we have during the day, which may relate to your IBS, you are reinforcing the thought, making the groove in the IBS record deeper and more difficult to get out of. And of course, you're not doing it on purpose. It's just the way that we think. And this is one of the things I realized through many years of hypnotherapy experience and in specializing in irritable bowel syndrome. If we can affect the way that you think about IBS, then we can change it. For every thought that we think has an effect on our bodies, either through chemical releases or electrical impulses. Each thought has an effect. For example, I'm going to ask you to imagine on the floor of the room that you are now in, to imagine a metal girder lying on the floor the full length of the room and about 5 inches wide. And I want you to imagine just slowly walking along that girder. And of course you feel comfortable. Most of us could do it with a little concentration, and that thought feels comfortable. Now imagine the same strong girder placed between two 20-story buildings, and now think about walking it. Notice the difference in the way that you think and feel about that same iron girder. Notice the changes in your body. And then clear the thought of the girder from your mind and feel comfortable once again. Most listeners will have felt a distinct physical change in their body when thinking about the girder for the second time. And in a much more subtle but sure way, each thought about your digestive system and the IBS has an effect on your body. And while it is subtle, the continuing daily reinforcement, perhaps many dozens of times a day, make the process more deeply a part of you. Something has to change. And that is what hypnotherapy does in many, many instances.